everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
She has the best quote open in the business. And if you've tracked her career these past 30-plus years, it's easy to see why. She made history in 1990 as the first woman ever to be elected judge to the county court bench of Westchester, New York. And from there, in 1993, the first woman elected district attorney in this same county. As a prosecutor, she gained national recognition for founding one of the nation's first domestic violence units, giving voice to silent victims of violent crimes. And in addition, one of the first to create an operation to catch internet pedophiles, and the list goes on. Her Emmy Award-winning and syndicated courtroom TV show would only propel her further to her now hit weekly show on the Fox News Channel simply called Justice with Judge Jeanine. And if that were not enough, ladies and gentlemen, New York Times best-selling author of Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, Radical Resistance and Revenge, and now in a trilogy of no-nonsense truth, her latest must-read, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a high honor indeed, the Honorable Justice Judge Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much. What an introduction. It's a delight to be able to talk with you again. I remember our conversation a few years back, and I'm thrilled to be back with you.
Well, I'm honored that you would even remember that at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville.
Yep.
And you were a hit then and to a packed out room, and you continue to stun today. So let's get right to it in our brief time here today. Judge, what propelled you into your career as a prosecuting attorney, DA, and finally judge, and how has faith played a role in your decision-making, or has it? And then, on the heels of the next Supreme Court justice consideration, namely Amy Coney Barrett, a Catholic already being excoriated by the left for her faith, your thoughts on both?
Wow, I'll tell you, I wish we had an hour to talk. First of all, you know, I am a Roman Catholic as well. I mean, I went to St. Peter and Paul School. I went to Notre Dame High School. You know, God and faith and country has always been very important in my family. And, you know, the for me, it's always been about truth and justice. And, you know, I never really made a connection until I was old enough to understand that, you know, you put light, you know, to the darkness and truth to the lies. And as a prosecutor, I did that for the silent victims of crime. And for years, I prosecuted on behalf of the underdog who found themselves in horrific situations because of someone who made a decision to terrorize them, victimize them, and in some cases, and far too many, I might add, to kill them. And the ripple effect on society has been horrific, especially on the family members of those who become victims of violent criminals. So for me, it's always been about truth and justice. And, you know, when I went into television, I realized that there is a lot of lies that are coming out of Washington. And for me, the truth is so important. And that's why I wrote the trilogy of books, as you mentioned, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, and then Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. It has been a very difficult few years watching the crime that's going on in Washington. In fact, I think there's more crime going on in Washington than there is in criminal courtrooms across the country. It is just terrible, to be honest with you. So here we go again with the lies of the left that are impacting people and the crimes of the left that are victimizing innocent people who are simply trying to live their lives, trying to conduct themselves in a way that is fair and just. And honestly, you know, the crime that's happening is hurting America. It's hurting our self-concept. It's hurting our families. It's hurting the economy. And it's just terrible. It really is. And so I wrote this book to put truth to the lies and light to the darkness. And here we go again. And, you know, I was with the president this week in the Oval Office, and we were talking about how the next candidate for Supreme Court has to be a woman who's got the mettle to actually go and sit through what will no doubt be the most contentious Supreme Court nomination in American history. And if it is Amy Coney Barrett, and I'm hoping it is, because I like the way she responded to Senator Dianne Feinstein, who went after her when she was a nominee to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And Dianne says, you know, it's a concern to me that your dogma, your religious dogma, Notre Dame professor, yeah, lives loudly within you. I mean, you know, as though she's possessed by someone. To which Amy responded, you know, dogma does live loudly within us, i.e. politics as well. But as a judge, I understand, she said, that it has nothing to do with my role as a judge. And for me as a judge, too, you may have personal feelings about something, but you're controlled by law and precedent. And it's really that simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Justice Judge Jeanine Pirro, her latest must read, Don't Lie to Me. Judge Jeanine, your book, Don't Lie to Me, seems a textbook read for anyone who wants to, quote, catch up on what the left would like you to forget, namely, all of the extraordinary accomplishments under a Trump presidency, and secondly, the all-out assault to bring him down prior, during, and now, just days out, to 4 more years. Can you elaborate?
Well, you know, the effort on the part of the left has been an effort to take him down from before he even took the Oval Office, when he came down that escalator in Trump Tower. And I might add, I've known the president for over 30 years. My then husband represented him, and he used to call the house at all hours of the day and night. He is very much a man who works and works hard. But what the left has done to this president is they've tried to convince us that the president is not good for this country, that the president is always lying to us. But, you know, when you point one finger at someone, three fingers point back at you. And, you know, whether it was the Russia collusion delusion or whether it was about the Ukraine, the truth is we're now finding out that Joe Biden and his son were going through, you know, to China, where Hunter Biden was collecting money. He was like a vacuum cleaner, money from China, Moscow, Ukraine. You know, when he had problems, didn't have any energy experience. But my job in the book is to identify, and you know, I'm former law review, so footnotes are in there. If you ever get to the point where you get in an argument with someone, pull this book out. It's got all the facts, all the truth. And since my life has been devoted to the truth, I think it's important for people to have it at their fingertips.
Amen and amen. And that's a question that you already answered. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, Justice Judge Jeanine Pirro. We hear the terms, quote, Sleepy Joe, quote, Trojan horse, but I've yet to hear, yet thought for long, Joe Biden as the, quote, Manchurian candidate. Your thoughts, and why those who love him most would allow him to continue in his obvious state of what I like to call non compos mentis and declining health.
Well, you know, the whole concept, I remember talking about Manchurian candidates, and I happen to agree that there are some candidates who are just kind of filled with information that they don't really take a position on, and they just kind of spout it off themselves. But the truth is that, you know, Joe Biden, and it's a very sad scenario. I mean, Joe Biden mm-hmm. is a man who, you know, has a lot of difficulty, and it's very sad as we watch this. And it always seems like he's got to have a caretaker with him. And, you know, he gets lost. He talks about corn pop and hair standing on his leg. and rusty, you know, rusty razors when he's talking to young kids and how he loved them jumping on his lap. And when his parents get home, make sure they turn on the record player for their kids. But make no mistake. Make no mistake. Do not underestimate him. He will perform well at the debate, because if you watched him with Bernie Sanders, he did extremely well. Even though he couldn't finish a sentence on most days, he did extremely well with Bernie Sanders. And I suspect that he'll be, you know, on top of his game. But then for a couple days, you won't see him. And, you know, people wonder about that, as does the press. How is it that he'll come out, but he's only out for like an hour? It's almost like, you know, Cinderella. If she doesn't get, you know, in that carriage by midnight, it'll turn into a pumpkin. So it is very distressing that they would allow this. And you really have to feel bad for the man. You do. Mm-hmm. You do.
Yeah, it's just, it's very, very sad. Ladies and gentlemen, Judge Jeanine Pirro, her mega hit show, Justice with Judge Jeanine. Judge Jeanine, how will the, quote, torch of truth weigh out the, quote, forces of darkness if at the end of the day, the biblical foundations on which this great nation was built is cast aside, aborted, and destroyed? Your thoughts?
Well, I think all your questions are excellent. I must tell you, I've been on the radio all day today. Your questions are excellent. Look, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian ethics. We know who we are. We know who our founding fathers were. But right now, we're in a dark period. Right now in the DNC, and it shouldn't be about politics. I mean, it really shouldn't. We're all people. But the DNC has covered up, unfortunately, a lot of the truth by saying that these are peaceful protests that we're seeing, when in truth, as if the pandemic weren't enough, we've got now a 1-2 punch where people can't continue their livelihoods because, in addition to the pandemic, now the protests have shut down their businesses for good. Look, right now the left wants us in our basements. They want to open the borders. They want to defund the police, and they want to take away our guns. Now, I'm a First Amendment person and a Second Amendment person. First Amendment, of course, free speech. But if you say something that's politically incorrect today, you could lose your job because people are triggered by your presence. And then now, as sure as I'm talking to you right now, what we're going to see is we're going to see hearings where religion will be on trial. The Catholicism will be on trial when the Constitution, Article 6, says there shall be no religious test for any public position in the United States. But they're going to make it about Catholicism. They're going to make it about everything that relates to this. And, you know, we thought with John Kennedy this kind of thing was over, but apparently not. And Amy Coney Barrett, again, if it is she who is the candidate, has got a lot that she's going to have to deal with. And let's pray that she's got that Joan of Arc moment and that she has the mettle to actually deal with this craziness.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Justice Judge Jeanine Pirro, her must read, Don't Lie to Me. As a faith-based and educational program, Testimony brings on guests from all walks of life on a wide range of issues with the foundational scripture, Revelation 12:11, and I quote, "We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony." That said, Judge Jeanine, how does your latest in a trilogy of truth, Don't Lie to Me, help the reader to overcome the false narratives that have seemed to overcome those protesting, rioting, killing, maiming, and all in the name of justice? Will they listen to reason, your view, or is this a job for God Almighty and much prayer, or all three?
Well, you know, this is a job for God Almighty, I'll tell you that. You know, we're in a very, as I said, we're in a very dark place right now. And, you know, there's a lot of thoughts I have about religion right now and the fact that we are so far from God, the fact that, you know, you can buy alcohol during the pandemic and you can buy weed, but, you know, don't you dare go to church. and, you know, ticketing churches. And even when the United States Supreme Court came out in that Nevada case about a month ago, when they said, hey, you want to go to a casino? Have at it. You want to go to the movie theater? Have at it. But don't you dare go to church in numbers more than 50. You know, and it was as though, I think Justice Gorsuch said in the dissent, you know, it seems that Caesar's palace is a priority over God's palace. And that is a sad, sad commentary. When the powers of government, and the left in particular, is the left in particular that is telling us we'll get sick if we go to church, but it's okay for you to protest in the tens of thousands in New York City where I am, because it's your time in history. You realize that there's a very, very thin layer of darkness, and that you really have to dig to be able to get to the truth. And a lot of people don't have the willpower to do that. A lot of people just simply want to, you know, just, hey, that's what they told me, and that's the end of it. We need God's help. We need to pray, and we need to be able to, you know, first of all, thank God we even live in this country, and hope that it continues to be a country in the image of God and our Judeo-Christian ethics.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Honorable Judge Jeanine Pirro, host of the mega hit Justice with Judge Jeanine, as seen on Fox News, and author of her latest must-read in a trilogy of New York Times bestsellers, Don't Lie to Me, and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. You can learn more about Judge Jeanine's heralded career, life's work, and mission by visiting judgejeanine.store and amazon.com, and get her book, get informed, and get the real story, the real truth, and what real justice looks like, and the freedom that brings. You will be blessed that you did. Judge Jeanine, thank you for the honor of bringing your voice to testimony for such a time as this. Your brilliance, boldness, beauty, and humor make you the perfect weapon to disarm, expose, and derail the enemy's attempts to usurp our freedoms, our Constitution, and the God-given gift of, quote, we the people, not we the government, and a U.S. sitting president in Donald J. Trump, fighting for just that. Your latest must-read, Don't Lie to Me, makes the case, and powerfully so. We thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.